We're here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, and I'm talking right now with Andrew Schultz. He is a retail product specialist with CHS. Andrew, thanks so much for taking the time to visit with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, so we're looking at a time of the year where planting should be all wrapped up, maybe just a few acres here and there, maybe some replant depending on everybody's rain shower activity. But looking at what's going on and what we're talking about this time of year now with emergence going on, tell us a little bit about what you're seeing out in your neck of the woods and also out there and what people are talking about getting going here at this time now that the planting is done and things are starting to pop up.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say in general, we got an early start on planting. We got a head start. We were pretty dry throughout the winter in the whole tri-state area. As far as moisture goes, even with this damp weather that we've come into now, we're still a little behind. But with that being said, a lot of the crops up out of the ground, guys are starting to think about post-spraying, but the main worry or the main concern on most producers' minds is how their corn crop is actually looking due to this cool, damp weather. Now, when we start looking at some post-emerge spraying, this is when you need to be really working closely with your CHS agronomist to start looking at, hey, are there things that we should be doing in order to kind of push this crop along, especially with some of the stressors we've seen?
Now, obviously, I'll just let our listeners know that tri-state area, you're talking, northwest Iowa, southeast South Dakota, southwest Minnesota, and that area, very generalized, a lot of the same type of ground. What kind of things are we seeing out there for stressors? What kind of things, how is the corn looking right now with this cool and wet weather we've been seeing?
Yeah, so that's my main concern now. Anybody who takes a trip around the countryside can tell, even at 60 mile an hour, that we have that tinge of yellow going on in a lot of our fields. So the main concern in my mind is when we start hitting these cool, wet weathers, there's a lot of things that are going on below ground that we can't even see. The main concern I have is root development, first and foremost. When we start looking at root development, we're starting to hinder or reduce absorption of nutrients. We're getting some yellowing due to photosynthesis activity. And with that, we're not taking up as much nitrogen. You can kind of keep going on and on. We're opening ourselves up for maybe even a little more disease pressure just because of that damp soil. Now, with that, if we look back at our management practices that we came into the year with, this was probably a good year to have a starter fertilizer in furrow. And other things we should be looking at as some of this root development is maybe slightly behind or that corn crop is looking slightly yellow, we need to think about how are we going to manage our crop in season to reduce the amount of yield loss that we're looking at currently, maybe with some micro fertilizers or things we can put in the spray tank to make sure that we're hitting it right where we need it and getting that crop pushed back into that green up stage, increasing photosynthesis until those roots can start developing again as we come into warmer weather.
All right. So along those lines, what kind of things are you talking to your producers about?
The things I'm talking to my producers about is right now we went from super dry and warm in our planting season, put a lot of pre's down. The early stages of that maybe didn't get 100% activated. The later stages pre's definitely got activated. So we're looking at a lot of different weed spectrums out there. So when we're looking at our herbicide post program, we're going out there and being aggressive and making sure we have the right adjuvant platforms in the tank. I know we can add a lot of things, especially in a soybean platform, that it seems like we have 7 or 8 different chemistries in the tank, including your adjuvant package. But adjuvant packages are going to be super important with especially how cool it is right now. The other thing I'm talking to my agronomists and my producers about is getting a foliar feed, foliar feed nutrient out there and in the tank with it. Something that maybe has some nitrogen or some phosphorus. We don't always see a lot of potassium deficiencies when it's cool and wet like this. We usually see it when it's hot and dry. So things with phosphorus, micros, different zincs, manganese, sulfur. If we place that appropriately on this go-round with our post-herbicide spraying, we are going to get that green-up effect on our corn. And we're not always talking in the mindset of how much yield can we gain. The most yield potential there ever is for a bag of seed is when it's still in the bag. We're trying to make sure we're not losing yield as we're waiting for those warmer temperatures to come.
Now, one question I have on the agronomy side again, too, you know, we starting with this, as the crops are emerging and they're setting these roots, the root stands, you know, we're talking about cooler and has been cooler and wetter temperatures. And so, therefore, usually the roots don't have to go down as far and really get into some sturdy ground. But now, as things are, there's talk that in some of these long range forecasts that we could be in for another dry summer where we could see some threat of drought. Does that cause a problem with root development if those roots didn't have to go down as deep to get moisture right away, that things could be weaker later on in the season? Is that something we need to be worrying about, and that's where we need our crop nutrition programs to be robust?
You know, I would say first I'll address the crop nutrition part. You have to start with a good program. Everybody in the ag industry will always say fertilizer is the best investment you can put your money towards, right? Especially for this crop. Now, as far as that root development, I'm not so much concerned because we are so early in the season. My biggest concern is that we have adequate nutrients to handle the stress as the stress is being thrown at the crop. If we have holes in our nutrient program, when we're cool and wet now and then turn hot and dry, that plant isn't going to be able to adapt and handle that stress appropriately. As far as the root zone goes, I would say it's so early in the season, as soon as we start warming up, that crop is very versatile. The hybrids we're planting now are light years ahead of where we were 15 years ago. So I know the crop will handle it, which is exciting because we needed the rain. Now we're just waiting for that heat. And with that, we need to be able to handle the different stressors throughout the season. So fertilizer is the first thing on my mind.
All right. And so, you know, looking at the disease control, pest control, all these things that we're going to need to worry about as the season develops here. And obviously, you've got to be versatile. You got to kind of keep your head on a pivot because you never know what Mother Nature is going to throw. But if folks want to talk about what products they should be thinking about, look at their fields, go through what their needs are, what's the best way for them to get in touch with CHS agronomists and also find out about products that are going to be good for them to use in whatever situation they're finding themselves?
Absolutely. So we have a lot of local agronomists throughout the tri-state area, meaning Minnesota, South Dakota, Iowa areas. The best way to go about that is now with all these iPhones in our hands or even on social media, you can pretty easily search for CHS and you'll get in touch with a very competent, educated agronomist pretty quickly these days. I would say that's the best way to go about it if you're not already in touch with one that you're working with right now. And beyond that, in my position, we have a lot of different support staff behind these local agronomists as well. Throw everything, all the questions you want at them, and if they don't know the answer, they're definitely going to be finding the answer for you in order to make sure all your concerns are addressed and all the concerns of that crop and moving forward are addressed.
All right. Well, Andrew, we thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us and look forward to hearing more throughout the year.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.